San Francisco serves as the setting for a novel titled A Seahorse Year by Stacy Duresmo. Alan Chews has a review.
The time is special. The dot-com bubble has burst. But from the point of view of Nan, a bookstore manager and one of the main characters in this quietly effective novel about family strife, the city remains an over-caffeinated fantasy, a bewitched atmosphere. Nan, a Texan by birth, and her friend Hal, a Midwestern transplant, both of them gay, have made and raised a child, a boy named Christopher, who, as the novel opens, is an extremely disturbed adolescent. Though we don't really spend a lot of time with Christopher for a while, because he's run away. The first part of the book focuses on the trials of Nan, her partner Marina, a painter talented at infidelity, and hapless Hal, the father, once a musician in a wild gay band, and now a successful accountant, as they suffer in the wake of Christopher's disappearance. "You know what I keep thinking," Nan says, as the search for the missing boy goes on, "how a family becomes a family when it falls apart." The mentally troubled Christopher's return, his institutionalization, and yet another runaway attempt, this time with his girlfriend, into the deep woods of Northern California, make up the second half of this dense new work of fiction. This book demands commitment and ends up compelling commitment because of Stacy Duresmo's intense insights into her characters and their deep affection for each other and for life.
The book is A Seahorse Year by Stacy Duresmo. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.